this one.
Congratulations, huh?
I'm sorry about the confusion. I hope it's going to be still there by next week. We'll see if we can have the vads. Kfiyas. If the Adam's in touch with the Yosef. It's really. I want to maybe find out what the last one. If I go over a tiny bit over, then we could leave. The nice thing, we want to work on this man, it's a little bit hard to be mad with it. Possible, maybe we could call it Chinuch Atzmi. It's possible. Maybe we could call it Adam Eitz HaSodeh. See, maybe. I don't know if it's all Chosha, but the name is. Tonight is Hakdama. We're going to open up the nice thing more next week. Tonight's a good Hakdama. Maybe a little bit of Chloe, so I have to get the produce over. A yeshiva is not only a place where we learn Torah. A koil, I don't know what a koil is exactly. Everyone is learning in the mirror, for sure. They're part of the koil is in the yeshiva. A yeshiva is not only a place where there's a lot of Torah. There's a lot of mitzvahs, there's a lot of halacha, there's musar. A yeshiva is a mokum chinuch. A yeshiva is supposed to build the Torah. And unfortunately, see many people nichnas, and they taste a little bit here, a vort here, a vort there, maybe a lot of vorts. Rayon here, psak, a time of davening. People are building themselves, building mention. It's very, very, very rare, and that's what we have to. So we want to work on. So we want to work on. So next week we'll open up the Indian more, but maybe tonight a little bit of a Hakdama. What the Shaykh is a little bit too. Tkufa of Sfiras Haimim, and Torah. We're holding in Tkufa of Sfiras Haimim. We'll come on halfway through. It's the Bavusta Hakdor and Flo, Bedivri Hamaral. To the void of this tech, void of Mei Sfiras Haimim. Maral Tferes Yisrael, Tferes Yisrael, that's the safe of Maral. The Noisi is Torah. Maral Per Chofei. Shtel is talking about why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim. The Tachlis was Matan Torah. Yitzias HaFam HaZeh, Havdun. Salakim HaHor HaZeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have given the Torah, Klal Yisrael. It came out, Shvi Yosha Pesach, Arois Mi Yarmsuf. Maybe dry off a little bit. Matan Torah. Vasepas, that had to be B'chodesh HaShlishi. So he talks about Barichas. The Hemshech, he says like this, Mitzvah Sasvir Nirei. Shloye Efshali Nosin the Torah at Yisayim. It was B'davka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we needed the preparation to get till the end of the sphere. Perchofei, Tveres HaSol, Perchofei. Zeh Shekash Yosem Yimitzrayim HaYisrael Kamo Yatinoi Kayoyitzi Meim. Zoktim HaRal Poshut. Klal Yisrael was too immature, we'll call it. They were too immature. Klal Yisrael couldn't, they weren't ready to get there. For Yotzim Mitzrayim Yisrael, Kama Yatinoi Kayoyitze Me'imoi Shenoilad Begufoi. When a baby is born, the Iker, the dominant feature, the Nekuda Merkozis in him is his body. And that was Klal Yisrael that came into Mitzrayim. Ve'ein HaSeichel Mishtatev HaMishaber Maguf Raf Grak HaNivdu Managuf. Maral explains in many places, the godless of the Seichel is when it's not subdued, it's not meshubit to the guf. When it's able to be separated and not bogged down by the body, that's when the seichel is bitzurasa. When the guf was dominant, the madrig of seichel wasn't apparent. Mitzrayim was the birth of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael at that time, all of us hopefully went out of Mitzrayim, it's past Pesach. You're born, that's the time when you're born. You become a Yid, they became a Uma, a Klal Yisrael. But they were still in the Madrega of a Gov. They had to count up and reach a Madrega of Seich. Behem B'Shech, the Maral explains on more, and this is the more famous part, this is the Chedah. Very famous, this Chedah. The Maral says like this. We read in this Pesach's Parashah, Parashah Zemur. that in Pesach, one of the korbanos he bought was the Omer. On a Shavuos, there's Hashem. We want a Beis HaMikdash. If we need a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to bring a korban, Shtei HaLechem. There's a big chilek between Omer and Shtei HaLechem. We count the Omer from Omer to Shtei HaLechem. The Omer is Meichel Sa'orim. Zok to Maral. L'chein ha-yoyim ha-rishim and ha-chamishim yesh kan ha-kovetz ha-omim and ha-soyim shu Meichel Chomri k'neg noisi ha-toyrish hu ha-scholos ha-toyrish. Soyrim is mevur, many places in Shas, makes psochim. Soyrim is the general, that's animal food. Soyrim is animal food. That represents the Klal Yisrael then was a madrega of a behemoth. A behemoth. The guf was shoylet. Ubiyoyim ha-chamishim shu ha-tzeres oz ha-krovesh te-alechem men ha-chitin u-maychel chitin u-roi lo-odom ha-sichli befrat. Also many places in Shas it says that chitin is connected to the odom and connected to the seichel. Ha'ed she'ochel men ha-odom ha-rishin if you want man domar was men ha-chitin. Zok to Maral, this is the famous Hagdor to Maral. Sviris ha-omer is a transition to come from a behema to a human. And that's what we're supposed to be doing during the Tzivos Omer. We're supposed to be elevating ourselves, changing from a behema to an Adam. Chayr over here, no one chayr looks like a behema. I mean, most of the guys don't look like behemas. But can you hear it? There are a lot of people who are etzim, they're behema. They have a toyar Adam. But the dominant feature of them is their guf. And Klal Yisrael is this raised nation that worked on it. Maybe the avoid is the Memchis Kanenei HaTerah. It's an avoid of the Sviya Sermon which we raise ourselves up from a behema to an Adam. And that was what was going on, and that was why the Torah can only be given there. It's a famous maral. This is the avoid of Sayyam. Let's take it from tonight. How do we understand this? So I'll tell you the shitchi is to go in and tell the way what I want to taste here. The way that this is disparaged by most people is as I read the Torah. We're counting down to Mount Torah. The Torah is the tachlis. Nishdor can best zach in the world. Learning Torah is the best zach. Olam Haba is a good zach. Learning Torah is the best zach. It's klar. Nishklar can best zach in the world from Torah. We're waiting for that, and that's the crown. And that's what everyone's waiting for. No other chat is without Zain and Odom. So the Kabbalah and Torah have to be compatible to the Torah. The Torah has to be with the Odom. So the pshat is an avoid in the Ura of Memches Kenyoni HaTorah, whatever the avoid is, Suyos HaOmer. Too great in the mensch, working on himself, elevating himself, the Odom, building the Odom so he can be compatible to the Torah because we need an Odom to be Mekayim the Torah. If he then have one, we are all working to make ourselves something that we could be a hechitimsa to learn Torah and be mekayim Torah. I think we have to understand a little bit differently. What do I mean? We want to clear chakira. So we mark them, it's a little bit grob to clear b'loshon chakira. It's a little bit too yisoidi to clear b'loshon chakira, but I want to bring out the point. I want to clear the chakira. Everyone knows that when this world was created, Bereishis Bara, Elokim Esa Shemayim Esa Oretz Esa Yom, Kadosh Baruch created this world. He created Bishvil Reishis. The Tachlis of this entire universe. This universe is huge. Even Ben Azman got to see a Bissel. Didn't stay the Dalam. Some people more, some people less. Go to different airports. Some America, Russia, wherever you went. It's a huge. You got a little glimpse of the world. The entire Oilam, Shemayim, Oretz, Ayom, Eskol HaShabam. The entire expanse of the universe is all created for Reishis. What's Reishis? So Rashi, two things. B'shvil HaTorah shenik Reishis. B'shvil Yisrael shenik Reishis. Who knows? It's not my chiddush, right? Who knows that? Rashi. My chakira is like this. What's the ikar and what's the tough? You can understand two ways. One way you can understand like this. The tachlis is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Torah. Machshav es Hashem, it's Dvar Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, the tachlis of this world is that the Torah should be miskayim, should be learned and be miskayim b'shleimus. Now you need miskayim ha-Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't take stam behemoth from a kind of terror. Can't take going. He has to create a nation. Am Kodosh. At the Kodosh, Hashem Kodosh week. The Kodosh. Like Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was another Kodosh. A Kodosh Baruch Hu had to create a nation. He grew them. He groomed them. Until they were the Odom HaSholem. Because we need an Odom HaSholem to Mekayim the Torah. Oh no, maybe it's not. I can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah only for that purpose. Torah is Be'etzim. Torah existed before the Torah is Be'etzim. Or Baal Kalponim, the Tachlis is Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world because he wanted to be native. And he created, that's the ultimate, it's Hatovah to all Briyas. Oh, but the ultimate Hatovah is, there's a Briya Niflo called Ayid. Called Klal Yisrael, called Yochid Befrat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Klal Yisrael. And in order to bring them to the Shleimus, he gave them the Torah. He bought, he could have left the Torah in Shemayim. He could have left the Torah wherever it was. He brought the Torah into this world to be Mashem Klal Yisrael. And he had a Chakira. All the Chakira. It's two worlds. You know, Hashem, this is the Hakdama that we're talking about. Two worlds. What's the answer? It's up to Volvo. No, I'm sure. I'm going to kill Bez. I'm a Furish Chazal. Let's talk about the Shabbat. Furish Chazal. Tom the Billy Oper, good out. State like this. Pamachas Yisi Oiver Mimokam Lamokam Umatsani Odom Echod Sheyesh Boy Mikra Veim Boy Mishnah. We'll see Behem Shemim. There's a Chashivas. The person who asked him this question, he was a high Madrega, but he was a Boki in Mikri, he wasn't a Boki in Mishnah. But Omar, Rebbe, shnei dvorim yesh ba'olam, v'ani oyevam b'levovi ahava gemura v'eluhim. Torah v'Yisrael. It's a person, it's holy madrig. He says, there are two things in this world I love more than anything. I know, I love a lot of other things. And a lot of people love a lot of other things. A lot of yishmak is achnel. Some things I would say out, some things I can't even say out. A lot of yishmak is achnel. This person, what he loved, he was a madrig. He loved v'lova mura, Torah and Yisrael. These two things he spoke about. Or we had a suffix. Inenu yudea ezem him koidim. Strange lashon. Inenu mekoidim. What does it mean koidim? Zokar volber. Doesn't explain what does it mean koidim? I'm asking. And again, look, he has a suffix koidim beforeish and chazal. Torah was nivra before the oilam. It's beforeish. Gemara zvochid. Beforeish. Torah. Tov kofayin. The alderes. Volber taich top koidim means what's ikar. That's the suffix. I don't know what's it. I don't know what's the tachlis. That was a shaila. I don't know what the tachlis is. Marti le bni. Darkon shel bnei odom oimer matar v'kodim. I think everyone in this room is the same thing. Zok n'tona b'liyo. Darkon shel bnei odom that they say the Torah is the tachlis. A mensch, me and you. You know what I thought of last night during my Arif Manasve? I'm the ikker. Me. Yehuda Kohn's the ikker. Karbi. Kempi. That the Iker is Klal Yisrael. Moshe l'melech shayla isha u'bonim b'teich habayis. Hard Moshe. To learn it up, I'll say it quickly. Moshe l'melech shayla isha u'bonim b'teich habayis v'kos v'geris al amokim shish l'bonim shom. He had a wife and kids and he wrote in a geris. Moli ishti u'bonim shali sh'oisim li nachas uach b'teich habayis v'chrafti yes amokim. Kachel moli heim Yisrael, they're the bonim, the nim shalabonim. That's where it all balloons up, the nim shalabonim. Lo nivra oilam v'necher v'oilam. V'chach nemar kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tu asam. The Iker is Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, not because the Klal Yisrael is a chetimus of the Torah. Torah is given for Klal Yisrael. In other words, I could say in other words, what's the final product? Yeah, what's the final product? They were very interested in the products. What's the final product of our lives and of this world? Is the final product Torah? Who is the final product? A mensch called everyone in this room. What's the final path? The final path is Azul Daf Malir in the Mara. We're working at Svira Soyma to build a mensch. Not because the mensch is going to be a chetimsa to learn a geshmak of Shavuos that night. Because he's a chetimsa to be mekayim a lot of Torah and mitzvahs. Because that mensch has to be compatible to Torah in order for the Torah to raise him. In order to be on the level, the Torah to raise him. Over the Seif Tachlis, we want to build an Odom because that's the Tachlis Mitzaratzmai. To build a mensch, not a behemoth. We're keeping Mitzarev here. What the Maral says, that the Torah is the thing that's totally mashal Odom. The Maral also went to Pharisee Yisrael. In Perek Yud Beis, he says, that's the Pshat and Maimer Chazal. Gemara Yevamos, of Samach Aleph. Atem kruim Odom, Odom ki yomus ba'oyom. Zon Chazal, Atem kruim Odom ve'ein ha'akum kruim Odom. Maral explains, what does it mean Odom? Odom means b'shleimus. The goyim is a handicapped form of human being. It's the missing in what it means to be a human. Klal Yisrael is a true Yitzhiya of Adam, the poil Ishli Musa. Why Zokta Maral? Why Zokta Maral? Because we got the Torah. Because Klal Yisrael got the Torah, and the Torah can only bring the Adam to Hishleimus. He brings the mensch to the Chazal over there, it says, the Targlitzis and the Neged, the Shasan, the Ramah. They're each, the Torah is Mashlim the mensch. One is still to a third Maral. It's all the same Maral. Third Maral, the Adama, is a very famous Adama, Arichus, Doilu, the Maral, the Tiferes. In the Teich Dvarim, he says, Pshat, Meir Dike Chiddush, the Zbainim. Everyone knows, as before, what's the thing that makes a person happiest in life? Kudi Hashem Yisharm, Sam Chilev, Torah. Why? So you have to ask anybody, say, Torah! So you have a Rajbur, Gvegar, ah! Ah! Maral says something more. A little different. Maral says, this chilek is a very famous part of Maral. Maral says, if you know anything about the human being, what brings him to happiness is completion, Zokta Maral. In Einor, that's when the Maral says, marriage is such a happy thing, because that's what's mashlim dimension. When a person's incomplete, when he's bavelus, he's missing, he's sad. When he's complete, he's missing. That's in the klichas and nefesh, and the mensch, the makeup of the mensch brings him. Zokta Maral, when you have Torah, you're showing. When you show him, you're Sameach. That's what it says. About the Torah is a Sameach. Oh, but the Pshat is, the Shleimus of the Mensch is what brings you to be good, the Hashem, Yishor, Misal, Chedei. This is my pecha for us. This is the Kuda. I really want to very much digest and think about this. Chakira and think about it. This is my pecha, Tzumba. We, a little bit tonight, I'm going to talk about this, but Rechaz, it's a nice say this man. But in us, a mensch is a robot. We come into yeshiva, we come to a makom Torah, we see big Talmid de Chachomim saying shiurim, putting out svarim, saying vadim, davening long shmon esrei, doing a lot of mitzvahs. And it's a rat race among all the Bnei Torah. Who could copy the most people? Who could do the most? Who could produce the most Torah? Today, in the computer age, everything is like a computer. You know, I don't know, my computer jargon is not so good, but if it's a disk on Kia USB, every person here he wants to download himself with as much Torah and mitzvahs and aloches and musar shmuzin and gedanks and vertloch as he could. That's what it's about. That's what we hear about. Zero chinuch. That's nothing to do with chinuch. Zero. You're just a big thing and you just try to get another vort, another wine, another zog, another deher. It's fakert. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to build yourself al yidei Torah and mitzvahs. He wants you, there's something, it's a product called you. Every single person in this room, Hashem brought him specifically, individually into this world. Hashem created you, every single person. Is a product called Arielim Shapiro. It's a product called, there's everyone in this room, it's a product that Hashem wants. You have to build it. That's the tremendous nafkamina, at least one nafkamina, of what we're trying to discuss. Let me furious. This big Nakuda, one of the Arielim, think a lot about this. Think about what's the havmina, what's the maskana, what does this change? In the Soif Tachlis of a Talmud Chochem, there's a big nafkamina on what a Talmud Chochem is. There's a very famous Gemara in the Machis. Everyone knows this Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the Shear of Malchus. Everyone knows the Shear of Malchus is 39, not 40. It says in the Torah 40. It says 39. It says in the Torah 40. Chochem said it says, doesn't mean 40, it means 39. So, Rava. Makas chafes and bees. I'm on Rav. Kama tibshoy shar inshi. The kaimi mi kami sefer Torah, but the kaimi mi kami gavarab. The people who stood up and a sefer Torah comes in, they stand up. Talmud Chacham comes in. They said, tibshoy. The ilu b'sefer Torah k'sev arboim ba'osu rabbonim ba'otsu chacham. They don't know the godless of Talmud Chacham. And it means that, yeah, that guy, he doesn't allow, he's going to have gotten one extra patch. He would have gotten one extra malchus. Talmud Chacham comes and says, 39, that's the koyach, the Torah of Talmud Chacham. How can they not stand in front of you? So if you're clearing this Gemara, you want to know what's Kal and what's Chomer, a Sefer Torah or a Talmud Chacham. What does it look like in this Gemara? What's Mokash, what's Mokal, what's Chomer? In this Gemara, what you see, Talmud Chacham is Chomer from the Sefer Torah. If the Rav says, if you stand up for a Sefer Torah, Madrach, you stand up for a Sefer Torah, Kol Shekein for a Talmud Chacham. What is another Gemara? The Gemara declares, do you have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? The Gemara means a Makar for every Chiyuv to stand up. The Gemara says, Im if Neiloin there, already bought a Makar, that you have to stand up for a Zokin, you have Talmud Chochma, Zeshukana Chochma. Im if Neiloin there, you have to stand, Mifnei Sefer Torah, like Kol Shekein. What do you see from this Gemara? At the loy mitzvah is kal, and the sefer Torah is the chomer. What's more? In fact, zok tepnei Yeshua gedushin l'nei olmeis. Not mere word. Adiuk kan begavra rabba, kan bestan talmud chacham. If you look in the more market, it doesn't say stam. It says gavra rabba. It says kam et tipshoy kanish and bestan bekaim mivnei tavlim and gavra rabba. A gavra rabba is more chosh than sefer Torah. A stam talmud chacham. Stam talmud chacham. You know, if they stand up for him, he's not mechashan on sefer Torah. So simply, pirish kol kach. Yeshua says a little bit. He says that Gavra Rabba is someone who's ready to stand on a bezdin. Like pirish kol kach. What does this mean? My mom has a Gavra Rabba. Everyone has their idea of a Gavra Rabba. What's meant to say? So I heard once b'shem of Shmuel Yankel Bornstein zechen l'vach. Maybe the gavark. Maybe the gavark. I didn't hear it from himself. I heard it from someone else. He said like this, Meirdik. He said, a stam Talmud Chacham. That's what we just spoke about. A stam Talmud Chacham is someone, he goes and he's kind of Torah, a bar sid chenim an apetipa. He looks at Torah's information, and he wants to know every Tosefta and every Yushalmi. Could be he wants to know every Derech Emun also. He wants to know about the Sefer Achim. He wants to know every last Prat, every Sifkot in the Mishnah Berurah, every Musa Sefer. Every tzitut, everything is there. But at the end of the day, he's a copy, he's a cliché. Go to the Makar. Go to the Sefer Torah. Everything it says in Sefer Torah, he has by him. Even if he has everything in Sefer Torah, it's not as good as the original. Go to the original. Yeah. The Gemara Kedushin, that's not a Gavra. What's a Gavra? Gavra is like this. Gavra, that's the more Makas, man. It says in the Torah 40. If he was that Talmud Chacham, he also would have said 40. He wouldn't have said 39. What's the Gavra Rabba? Gavra Rabba is a Talmud Chacham who doesn't imitate the Torah. He just doesn't download everything it says in the Torah. He's someone, he's a mensch, me and you. He's a human being. He has a lave and he has a mind. He grew up wherever he grew up, in Flatbush and Chile, wherever he grew up, I don't know where he grew up. And he's a human being just like me and you. And he carves his mitzvahs out on Yedei Torah. He grows himself on Yedei Torah. He sprouts from the Torah. He's a new mitzvah called another. He's not just saying over verbatim what the Torah is saying. He's a new mitzvah. So Zokar Shmuel Yankov, you look at Igros Moshe, and Moshe finds he's going to tell you, are you allowed to buy, is it mutar api halacha to buy an insurance policy? You want to show me where it says, in Kol HaTorah Kula, anything about an insurance policy? Where does it say that? You and I know we ask all kinds of interesting questions. We come to ask Talmid Chacham all kinds of interesting questions that doesn't say anywhere in the books. What are we asking? We're asking for somebody who honed himself like Beit Torah to come out with an, day of an Adam who absorbed Dastar. Now, you could have 70 different opinions. You could have Ramesh Feinstein saying one thing, you could have another Talmud Chacham saying another thing. Oh, but that's a Gavarab. That's a lot more than the Torah. Why the Darkenu? Because that's the Tachlis of the Torah. Because the Shabbat could have the Torah then. The Tachlis of the Torah is the Vax of Mensch that should take who he is and he should be seasoned and sensitized on the day of the Torah. Okay. Chaim Kanevsky, everyone goes there. It's amazing. It's amazing to see a Chaim Kanevsky. It's a mitzvah of somebody who's seasoned on the day of the Torah. Someone came to Chaim Kanevsky. This is the stories I didn't say. Someone came to Chaim Kanevsky before Pesach. Someone told him, this guy's a big veer. He says he has a house that has 25 rooms. So Chaim says, how do you do with the Gas Chavetz in 25 rooms? How do you do with Gas Chavetz? That's a person who's seasoned on the day of the Torah. He's seasoned on the day of the Torah. His mitzvah is what bothers him, what thinks about him. That's a Gafar Rambo. I'm just don't give one. It's a Gafar Rambo. That's a different type of a Talmud Chacham. That's much more than the Torah. That's the Tachlis. That's Muhammad. This is my pecha for us. We're not the Talmud Chacham because this is not the way we're machanach ourselves. I don't know if the music of chinuch is a music by us. This is what I want them to think about. The Torah, if you grow this way, at the end of the day, it makes such Talmud Chacham. It makes Gavar Rabbis. We have to shtel this Talmud Eliyahu. Avoid this to create an Odom during this Tkufa. The Aleph Beis, we have to realize, is that we're not just to produce Torah and mitzvahs. About a person growing, generally he's going to do a lot of Torah and mitzvahs. We'll talk about that. But we have to make a mapecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Torah is buying us. We are the final product. And that's the Tachlis. Tachlis, the boy, the Odom HaSholem, Hayid, Hayidei the Torah.